They see your works and they're just not happy with the fact that you're doing something great for God. So what do they try to do? They want to hinder you. Stay away from that, Brother Bruce. You know, yeah, he's going down a wrong path. Well, I'm sorry. We saw six people saved since Thursday. Is that wrong? I'm using the King James Bible. I'm preaching out of the Word of God. I'm in church on Sunday. I got my wife here. I got my son here. I mean, what's wrong about this path? Nothing.
Amen.
Matter of fact, it's biblical. And here's the thing. Don't let people try to misconstrue your mind to thinking that we're some sort of cult. Because that's what even our independent Baptist brethren try to do, unfortunately. They try to portray us as like a Jim Jones type of a cult. Oh, you guys believe different. Yeah, we do believe different. Because the Bible says these things.
Amen.
Okay? This is what the Bible says. Now, look, if we're up here and say, just believe me because I said so,
yeah,
no. You know, that's a different story.
Right.
But it's like, believe the Word of God is what you need to believe.
Amen.
There's a pastor who got up, and he got up in front of his congregation regarding me. Regarding, not Pastor Anderson, I'm talking about me. This is crazy. And he said he went to go start a church. Doesn't believe like the, I mean, after the service, he said, and I'm not talking about my old church, okay? He said he went to go start a church, doesn't believe like us, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. I mean, he must think he has dummies in his congregation. Because obviously anybody with any sense in their brain would say, whoa, why do you not want to talk about it, you know? What's the big deal? You have something to hide? I mean, what's wrong? And it backfired on him because people contacted me. And they even came to my house. You know? They're like, we can't stay away from you. You're the reason why we're in church. What's up? You know, I'm like, oh, God hates faggots. And this is X, Y, and Z, Y. Well, that makes sense. They're like, I mean, I'm talking about people. They're like, wow, well, that makes a lot of sense, actually. You know, this lady came over on Friday, and she's a really good friend of ours. And my wife and I kind of discipled her. We helped her get in church and get faithful. And just very good lady. And, you know, she was just like, what's the big deal with the whole, what happened? And I said, look, it's because of these beliefs. And I laid them out for her. And, you know, you kind of take a risk sometimes, right? When you tell someone like that, because you don't know how they're going to react. But I just kind of just meekly, and I said, you know, the Bible says this, and we don't allow pedophiles into our church or homosexuals. In fact, you know, ask them twice to leave. If they don't leave, we'll physically take them out. You know, and this is why we do that. And she kind of looked at me, and I'm like, oh, man, party's over, you know? And she said, I am so glad that you hold to that. She goes, because that happens all the time.
Yep, wow.
You know, and I felt like there's something that might have happened even in her personal life that maybe, you know, because her countenance changed. She said, she goes, I'm glad you see that. Wow. She goes, that's really good. I'm like, yeah. And, then, you know, my son stays with us in the service, and she's like, that's really good. And you know what? She thought it was the greatest thing. She goes, well, what's the big deal then? You know? Sounds about right. I'm like, I don't know what the big deal is, you know? He goes, yeah, because they said to, like, oh, pretty much we should stay away from you. You know? Like, I'm some sort of plague. I mean, look, I can be annoying sometimes, maybe even a jerk, but I'm not that much of a jerk, okay? We could get along, all right? I'm not weird like that. But they're just like, you know... You know, don't go near that guy. And to go before your congregation and say, I don't want to talk about it. That sounds weird. That's cultish.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
I mean, look, if you want to come talk to me, come talk to me.
Amen.
What do you need to talk about? Let's talk.
Amen.
What's up? You know, I ain't got nothing to hide. You know, if you're like, hey, man, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about it. Shut up. You know, I said, shut up. You know, it's just like, that's weird. The best thing is like, look, you need to talk, let's talk. What's up? See, the person who has nothing to hide is not afraid to talk about anything.
Right.
The person who has something to hide is the person who's like, shut up, I'm the boss, you shut your mouth, I don't want to talk about it. Case closed. Let's go back to Candyland. You know? I'm serious. The old prophet leads people astray. And here's the thing. Fortunately, there's people, there's sheep within the fold who have some sense.
Right.
And they're like, that sounds a little weird, you know? Maybe they are right over there or something, you know? And I'm serious. And that's why I hope that a lot of Bible college students come,
amen.
You know? Because we are doing something big for God. And things are getting done. Souls are being saved.